Yeah, right. Her foot stomps the sewing machine foot pedal, and the needle races over the fabric.
We're not, Kate, honest.
Cal sounds sincere. Kate ignores him, her head bent over the sewing machine as she sings with the song on the stereo. I could have danced all night. I could have danced all night.
Oh, come on, Toby,
Cal says, yanking at my shirt.
Let's forget it. Some people are too important to help out a lonely guy. Zachary will probably have to go to juvenile hall any day now.
We turn and move slowly toward the door. Kate stops singing.
What are you talking about?
Together we face her, but this time I speak. The sheriff said if Pauli Rankin didn't come back by the end of the week, Zachary would have to go to juvenile hall or a foster home.
Come on, Toby.
I follow Cal out of the house and into my backyard. I know what's going to happen next. If I had $1 million, I'd bet it. We slowly pick up the tools. The McKnight's sliding glass door opens, and out of the corner of my eye, I see Kate's lanky shadow on her porch. I wink at Cal and say, "Yeah, I guess we might as well stop making these steps."